Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning. Do you know the number one thing that scares people about retirement? It's probably not what you think it is. It's not being bored. It's not even dying. According to research with MarketWatch, the number one thing that people fear the most is running out of money in retirement. It's being 80 years old, full of life, and flat broke. Nobody wants to be in that position.
Good morning and welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie, your host this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Across the table from me, of course, is one of the sharpest financial advisors in all of Nashville, Mr. Pete Benson. John Maxson is on vacation, so we wish him and his family well this morning.
He's on the beach.
He's on the beach and hopefully enjoying it, getting a little
life's
R&R.
Life's the beach here for us, too, because yeah, he's down there.
John's not there. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't hear this.
So, good morning, John. Today, we are talking about how to avoid going broke in retirement. And of course, Pete, the simple answer here is income. We talk about that a lot. Of course, everybody wants that. They want that income you can depend on every month, just kind of like clockwork, from those different sources. Again, that's the one of the main things we talk when we talk income. Those are the high level. But the simple answer is that getting there has never been easy. And now with all the things we're facing, you know, we've got COVID out there that's really, you never know kind of what the economy is going to do week to week. And we've got an election, pretty big election coming up. And so not quite sure how's the stock market going to respond to that. And so there's a lot that's going on. Plus, when you look at the landscape that we're in right now, I mean, interest rates on CDs, savings accounts, almost next to zero. Feels like you almost have to pay the bank to keep money at it right now. Investing in the stock market, I mean, it could have some big risk associated with it. Is it up? Is it down? I mean, the stock market really doesn't even have an identity right now. It doesn't know what it's doing. And of course, there's those few trillions of dollars that have just been added on to the stimulus because the stimulus package have been added to the national debt. So likely we're looking at some higher taxes that are coming. And so bottom line here is without a well laid out strategy to successfully really navigate all these issues, this could be really a recipe for disaster when it comes to retirement.
Well, it really could. So coming up on today's show, we're going to share with you five surprising income strategies that could help you avoid going broke and running out of money in retirement. So we're going to talk about the fastest and safest way to increase your income in retirement. We're going to talk about a contrarian strategy that could help you get the most out of your income from Social Security, and a strategy or two that can help you make your money last, even live up to 100 years old. I was reading another one,
Utah George.
But I was reading another one recently where this person lived to be 103. And then it reminded me because one of the people, our great clients, is taking care of their 99-year-old dad who has outlived everyone else in the family except her. It's like her and him left. He's 99 years old. And they say, you know, everything being what it is right now, he'll live another 5 to 7 years. So, again, having enough money means lasting for decades, not just years. Yeah. So having a plan for that, very, very important, Ben.
As you know, as we know, when it comes to income, sometimes the best way to find an increase is not necessarily by adding, but by subtracting. And by subtracting, in this case, the amount going out. Mm-hmm. And so our first strategy to help avoid going broke in retirement is to increase your income by reducing those taxes.
Yeah. The question is, do you have an income plan? Think about that. Do you really have an income plan, or do you just have an income hope and a prayer? And I believe in prayer, but I also do put some legs around that prayer when it comes to planning for retirement. And do you have a tax plan? Do you really have a tax plan? And are you working every day, every month, every year right now? It's time is of the essence.
Yeah.
Because who knows how long we're going to be in this low tax environment. Some of you right now immediately when you hear me say that. Pete, what are you talking about, low tax environment? We just came by tax day. It seems weird to say tax day, the middle of July.
Way out here,
But that's when it's always on people's mind about what taxes are. And they think if they just had to pay an extra $500 or $2,000 in taxes, well, taxes are just high. Well, not compared to where they could be and not compared to where they have been. And so just this past week, I was doing a Zoom meeting, a virtual meeting with a couple that's been, you know, kind of listening to. And well, they were in on some of our webinars, so they heard us there. They actually came to a seminar that we did a few months back at Sperry's and then listening to the radio. So they kind of been getting the message. And we talked about this whole thing about, you know, what people want to know when they first get introduced to us is all about performance. And it's not like that's not important, because what your money makes is important, but what you get to keep is even more important.
Right.
And so when I began to talk about this message about taxes, they really got it. Like, they were savvy people. They understood exactly what I was talking about. And they said, this is something we want our advisor to be planning for and talking about, because we feel like the window of opportunity for great planning is quickly closing.
Well, Pete, and they, you know, they sound like a great couple, but they may be a little bit of the exception to the rule. I mean,
I saw
this article, you probably saw it in Kiplinger, and the article talks about, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can avoid overpaying Uncle Sam as you start collecting Social Security and making withdrawals, including those RMDs from IRAs and 401ks. But here's the interesting part of that article. It goes on to point out that many retirees, they don't know all the tax codes, the ins and outs, and as a result, they end up paying more in taxes than is necessary. And so it brings back to your point, there's really a difference between tax preparation and then what we call defensive tax planning, or a forward-looking tax plan.
Well, Forbes said in an article not too long ago, taxes could double in the next 10 years. When people hear that, they're like, oh, that could never happen. Yes, it could happen, easily happen. If you're paying 15% now, you could be paying 30% later on the same amount of income. Fortune magazine also recently, by borrowing multiple trillions at a pace never before seen, the U.S. is endangering the sterling credit that makes treasuries and the dollar some of the safest havens for global investors. So we think more and more about this. Again, not wanting to get into politics, just stating the fact you need to have a tax plan that's going to add more money to, and your income is going to last longer. So today we're talking about how you could generate more income in retirement. And if you have an IRA or a 401k, and most of you do, you may think of this as being your money, but this is really a joint account between you and the IRS, your favorite tax people.
That's right.
And your retirement savings could end up a fraction of what they are today. So you need to have a defensive tax planning strategy. And that's what we help people do here at Beacon. Here's some good news. There are ways to drastically and dramatically reduce or eliminate taxes that we've been able to do for lots of people. But the way to get that is we need to be able to show you and go over what we call our free customized retirement tax analysis, Ben.
Yes, sir. So this free analysis is going to show you those, like Pete said, those defensive tax planning strategies that can help you save tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, when you look at your IRA, your 401k, your pension, again, those other tax-deferred retirement accounts. So this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement, call to schedule time to review your free, customized retirement tax analysis, now at 615-619-1615. If you're worried you may be unknowingly setting yourself up to overpay more in taxes than you need to, don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel ashamed. You're not the only one. In fact, many people in Middle Tennessee, some of your neighbors, some of your relatives, some of your family members will overpay in taxes in retirement because they never took time to do some tax planning strategies. But this doesn't have to be you. So give us a call this morning. Remember that paying fewer taxes in retirement means more money for you to spend on you and your family the way you want to. So give us a call. 615-619-1619. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, USA Today is calling it the near-perfect source of retirement income. Find out why they say that when we come back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Instead of thinking about how much money you've saved for retirement, it's time to start thinking about how you'll turn that money into income when you're retired. Unfortunately, that's easier said than done. Since the pandemic, generating income has become even more challenging. It was quite challenging before then. It's gotten even worse. Without a successful strategy, I mean a plan, a strategy, it could be the fastest way that you could run through those entire life savings far too soon.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie, your host this morning. Thanks for tuning in. And today, Pete and I are talking about five simple strategies that you don't want to miss because they could help you avoid going broke in retirement, which obviously we know a lot of you listening this morning, it's a major fear, particularly among baby boomers. So coming up this segment, we're going to talk about why some are referring to Social Security benefits as a near-perfect source of retirement income. Let me say that again, a near-perfect source of retirement income. So Pete, saw this in USA Today here a few months ago. Social Security has been referred to as a near-perfect source of retirement income by the Stanford Center for Longevity. Why? Because there are a few simple reasons, including the fact that, and get this, you won't ever have to worry about the money running out during your lifetime. So our second point this morning is to make sure you get every last nickel from Social Security that's really rightfully yours.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, it's really the last remaining pension there is out there. It truly, even if you get paid more money than what you paid in, they keep paying you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how a pension works.
Right.
They may put $300,000 aside for your pension, but you could live to actually get $400,000 in income because you lived long enough to enjoy that. There was a different couple that I did a virtual meeting with here recently, although we are meeting in the office. So here are the options: a phone call, a virtual meeting through Zoom or some other web-based media, or person-to-person. But anyway, this one was a virtual meeting. And we were talking about their Social Security and how to maximize it. And we came up that, you know, to begin with, without inflation, they would begin between the two of them in maximizing their Social Security, $57,000 a year of income, which is really good. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, do you really know what that actually means? I said, is there a chance that you guys could both be living 20 years from now? I mean, you may not be 2 years from now, none of us know, but 20 years from now, they were 67, it was gonna be their age of full Social Security. They said, yeah, we got lots of family members that live beyond 87. I said, 20 years times 57,000 is, and I got it pulled up here on my calculator, $1,140,000. That's a lot of money. $1,000,001 that they would get paid. Now, typically, there's been an increase in the Social Security from year to year. Who knows if there will be in the future.
Right.
This is without any increase. And if they only live for 20 years, which they may live longer, that's $1,000,000 in a pension plan for them. Folks, I think sometimes you get a little tired of hearing this. You may love our show, but you get tired of Social Security. You seem to bring that out in every show. We do that because we see so many people making the wrong choices of when and how and what and how to make that part of the overall income plan for retirement, how to maximize it by looking at the other pieces of the pie, which very few people do. So, yes, we are going to keep talking about it because it's so important, Ben.
Well, Social Security is certainly a big decision. And we know a lot of people, like you mentioned, they delay making a decision because they don't want to make the wrong one.
Right.
Because they hopefully hear us saying how important the decision is going to be. And so for many, Social Security is going to represent 30% or more of your income in retirement. So that's why we talk about this a lot. We want you to make sure you get this right. And so eliminate the confusion today, this week, this next month. Eliminate the confusion with a free customized Social Security analysis.
Right.
And that's something we offer free to you. So go to beaconcm.com. Again, that's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, and schedule time to come in and review, or via Zoom, review your free customized Social Security analysis, or give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, tell them that you want to schedule a free customized Social Security analysis.
And here's some other factors, folks, that you need to consider. Social Security is complicated and it's confusing. Listen, I get questions all the time that I have to look up. I have to go to our source. And this is what we do every day. But shoot, this is very complicated. A lot of different rules, a lot of different things playing in. Everybody's situation is custom. It's their own particular situation. So understanding that is so important. You need to get the facts for you and not worry about what your brother did or your sister did or your uncle or somebody at church or somebody that you golf with. It doesn't matter when they took their Social Security. Mm-hmm. What it matters is that you've put together a really strong plan and you're working with someone who looks at that as an integral part of your income in retirement. Because again, as interest has lowered to pretty well zero, CDs are not certificates of deposit. They're certificates of disappointment or despair or discouragement. I don't know. Think about every word that you can imagine because they really don't pay any interest. So Social Security is so important to get it right. So there's a lot of articles out there. According to a recent study, only one in 300 people between the ages of 60 and 70 could answer five basic questions about Social Security.
Oh, wow.
So 99.6% of those people got it wrong. It's frightening how little we know, and yet 12.4, 6.2 you're putting in, 6.2 your employer is putting in, goes into this every year that you're working. And yet very little. I mean, we spend a lot of time looking at the choices in our 401k and all those kinds of things. And we spend very little time really dissecting Social Security other than getting on the phone and trying to get somebody from Social Security to just answer a basic question for you. That's about the only planning you do.
And when you think about the taxes that you could pay on 85% of those Social Security benefits too, another reason you want to make sure you get this right. But like you said, Pete, complicated. I mean, we say this a lot. We throw out the number 2,728 rules.
And I have doctors, rules, executives, attorneys. There's so many basic things about Social Security they don't even know about. Right. And this is their future. What I just stated to you a few minutes ago, this could mean it's like a pot of money that's over $1 million sitting there waiting to be utilized, making sure that you do it right. Folks, you need to do it right. Have you made an average or above average income throughout your career? If so, many of the traditional rules and ways of taking Social Security, they may not apply to you. The traditional rule of thumb, like delaying your benefits as long as possible, could end up costing you a small fortune, or it could be exactly the right decision for you. So everybody's situation is different. And you have to also consider the tax impact, the Medicare premiums. There's a lot of different things that get impacted from just one decision. The net could be a lot less money, folks.
So we want to show you, to Pete's point, we want to show you how to get more income from your Social Security. That's really what it's about this morning. And we do that, we believe it starts with a free customized Social Security analysis. Again, this analysis is going to show you how you can get more income from Social Security. It's also going to consider the impact Social Security will have on your taxes, your Medicare premiums, like Pete was mentioning, spousal benefits, and so much more. So if you've saved at least $200,000 or more for retirement and have not yet filed for your Social Security, schedule your free customized Social Security analysis by calling this morning the number 615-619-1615. Again, you've got a big Social Security decision coming up and you want to understand your options. Give us a call this morning to schedule your free Social Security analysis and we can show you what those are. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, they call it the stealthy tax, and it could leave you with far less income in retirement. We're going to tell you what that is so that that doesn't happen to you when we come back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Well, most people look at their savings as a gauge of if they're ready to retire. And sure, that's important, but it could be also a big mistake. Instead, you should shift your focus on how do you turn those savings of 40 plus years into retirement income, reliable, sustainable income for the rest of your life. Generating income has never been easy, but probably today it's less easy than ever before. You know, all the fallout from the pandemic and many other things, low interest rates, really hurt senior savers. It's just more challenging than ever before.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. So Pete and I, today we're in studio and we're talking about five simple strategies that you want to make sure you pay attention to because they could help you avoid going broke in retirement. So coming up this segment, we're going to talk about why Forbes calls inflation a stealthy tax and how to prevent it from losing your spending power when it comes to retirement. So Pete, we teach a lot that the two biggest thieves of retirement, their fees and their taxes.
Yep.
But there's also something else that could literally erode your wealth, and that's that sneaky inflation. And so that's point three today is don't forget the negative impact that inflation could have on your nest egg.
Yeah, and inflation is like add fees and taxes together and it becomes inflation. So yeah. It's definitely it's a killer if you don't have a good plan for it. And if you end up, hey, I found it, Ben. I looked. I knew I'd put it in my notes here. Vicky Wood, that's who I had seen the other day. You may not have heard of her, but some of you sports enthusiasts and race car enthusiasts do know who she is. She was a very, very accomplished female race car driver.
How about
and
that?
She did not die behind the wheel of one of those cars. She just died recently at 101 years old. She's probably, you know, had the most sustainable and recognized career yet in female race car drivers, which there haven't been very many.
Right.
But Vicky Wood did really, really well and lived to be 101 years old. So I think about her and I think about if she retired from race car driving, because, you know, you can't do that like into your 90s or whatever. So let's say that she retired at age 60. Then she had four decades. And I'm wondering, like, what was a loaf of bread when she retired and then when she died? And then what was a gallon of gas? I know it's gone down lately, but when you look at it over a long period of time.
Right.
And then many of the other things that we bought. I think about medical costs. Like, what did it cost her to go to the doctor 40 years ago and then when she died at 101? Now, think of all the changes and all that happened just during her retirement. So, folks, do you have a good plan for inflation? Like, is there a pocket of money that you have that you say, hey, this is there for later to help with the fact that things are going to be higher? And especially, you know, Ben, John and I have done a lot of work on this. Everybody's inflation rate is not different depending on their age. You see, there are certain ages and people that are paying for college, their inflation rate is really high. That's skyrocketing, the cost of college and the cost of healthcare and medical prescriptions and that kind of thing. And that's our client, long-term care, that kind of thing, and it just any medical costs. And so for our clients who are thinking about retirement, because that's what we're talking about today, being prepared for retirement, having enough money to last you for the rest of your life, is having a really good, well thought out plan for inflation. And there are things that can be done. There are investments at a certain time. People say, well, Pete, what if we have hyperinflation? What are we going to do? We've already got in our hip pocket some of the things that over time and over, you know, in the past have actually worked very well that we have access to. So knowing that you've got the resources.
Well, and Pete, it seems like I've heard you and John mention this before. Until you have that written inflation plan, you really don't have a comprehensive retirement plan.
You don't.
That's how important inflation is to really the retirement puzzle, correct?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so you have to look back through history to see what are the kinds of things that typically go up when inflation happens. Because we haven't seen high inflation for a long time. But there are many people saying, and of course they've said it before, that it didn't happen just the way they thought. But again, I think there's some circumstances now that at least make you take the time to make sure that you're working with an advisor who has the tools and the plans available and has that thought out and knows exactly what it's going to be. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be just putting it into a bank CD or something and keep up with inflation. So what is your plan right now? The Wall Street Journal just in April of this year said, get ready for the return of inflation. Fed actions have increased the quantity of money in the U.S. economy at a blistering rate. history suggests the U.S. will soon see an inflation boom. Well, is that going to be true? I don't know. But I certainly don't want to be caught blindsided.
Exactly. That's a good point. And it really is a point that goes to something we said earlier in the show. When you look at the biggest fear, again, that the particularly the baby boomers have is running out of money before they run out of life. And another aspect of that, really, maybe you can call it a risk, is the, and you mentioned it even with Vicky Woods, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the longevity risk.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we fear running out of money, but we have to accept the fact that life expectancy continues to increase. And so we need to be prepared to live longer. And so that's point four this morning, Pete, is that you could live a lot longer than you think. So what's the answer? You better plan for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so again, these things all kind of like they partner up and they gang up on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, pensions going away, low interest rates, Social Security, some of the best strategies being lifted out of the equation for you to enjoy. And then, you know, the potential onslaught of inflation in that, they do. They just beat up on you. And especially if you're going to live long in retirement. And a healthy couple today who is age 65, according to Forbes, this was back in January of 2019, for those couples who reach age 65, 50% will have one partner live past 92, and 25% will have one partner live past 96. That means one partner has a 1 in 4 chance of having to make it through 31 years of retirement. And a lot can happen in 30 years.
Absolutely.
We've seen a lot happen in 30 days and 30 months, but 30 years, I mean, that's huge. So folks, do you have a plan for inflation? Do you have a plan in case you live longer than you think you're going to?
Yeah.
According to Barron's, the Fed anticipates interest rates, which will be near zero until at least through 2022. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot longer. There's no real surprise here because interest rates have been at record lows for over a decade. So this makes generating income virtually impossible if you're using the traditional sources of savings and CDs and that kind of thing. So this is forcing many people then to go just the opposite and take on far more risk than they wanted to take in the stock market because they don't know what else is available. That can be a dangerous game as well if you're nearing retirement. So the good news is there are folks, and I'm not just saying this, there really are. If we have a chance to talk, we can prove it. There are surprisingly attractive options for generating income right now that we're helping people with that you may not even know exist. And we want to show you those things and at least talk about them, explain them, let you do your due diligence. But the way to do that is to take us up on what we call our retirement income analysis. This doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation, but it's worth doing. It's called the retirement income analysis. When you call in, ask the person on the other end, I want to receive that retirement income analysis.
So friends, if you're the kind of person who wants to make your money work for you, but you can't afford to take any risk at this stage in the game, or you want to take minimal risk at this stage in the game, this could be right up your alley. And again, when I say this, I'm talking about the free customized retirement income analysis. So if you've saved at least $100,000 or more, give us a call, 615-619-1615. We set aside a handful of open times to review analysis, particularly the retirement income analysis, each week with folks just like you. And these spots have a tendency to fill up fast. So don't wait. Give us a call this morning and schedule time to come in. Again, the number 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Folks, consider this question. Are you being tricked into taking too much risk with your retirement savings? You're about to find out when we come back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, it's one of the biggest challenges for soon-to-be retirees, shifting their mindset from just growing their retirement nest egg to leaving their money and leveraging their money in such a way that it generates income for them in retirement. It's a growth phase versus an income phase of life. And unfortunately, the fallout from the pandemic has made that even more challenging. Wow, when we've seen the incredible ups and downs of the stock market this year. I mean, anybody who says they've got a handle on it, they'll lie to you about everything else too, because they don't. Interest rates on CDs and savings are 0%. Investing in the stock market, I mean, you may make 30%, you may lose 40%. Who in the world knows what's going to happen right now? There's just so much uncertainty, and trillions of dollars in stimulus could mean higher taxes. Folks, I know you're just eating your breakfast perhaps, and you don't want me to ruin your appetite, but these are realities right now.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. As Pete and I today, we're talking about five simple strategies that could help you avoid going broke in retirement, which has become certainly a fear a lot of people have. So it's become extremely important to understand, how do I avoid going broke? And even very wealthy people are going to go broke because they're not putting planning in place. So we're not just talking about your average consumer. We all, to a certain degree, some of the uber wealthy are going to lose money who aren't planning for this. So coming up in our final segment this morning, why you could be taking on more risk with your investments than you know, and the reason that sequence of returns risk could be your greatest retirement risk of all. And so we're going to start again, fifth point this morning, when we're talking about the five simple strategies to avoid going broke in retirement. Last point this morning, Pete, is to, you don't want to fall into the trap of taking on too much risk when it comes to your investments.
Well, you know, Ben, as we tackle each of these 5 points, I think each one, now we're on the most important one. Go to the next one. Now we're on the most important one. Folks, all of these things are important. Having a plan for taxes, Social Security, making sure that you have a plan for inflation, longevity risk, all these things are important. But wow, right now, when it comes to risk, this is the biggest question that we get. Pete, where is the market going to go? How much risk is there? Is the worst already happened? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that. And I'll tell you, folks, we're not here to paint gloom and doom. We're here to give you answers. But there is just so much uncertainty out there that it's certainly a very risky time, health-wise and just life-wise, to be in existence today. Just even the emotional turmoil that's out there. I mean, it's a risky world right now, but investments are really risky because there's just no idea. I watch the business shows and the market things early in the morning and so on. I mean, you can get so many people. You get one person, he sounds so smart and he's like, you know, thinks one way. And this other person, they've got like 19 finance degrees after their name. They've been successful for 40 years in the business and they're thinking just the opposite. And you're like, well, they can't both be right.
Yeah.
So folks, here's what's right. Making sure that you only have the amount of risk that you can really stomach and that's adequate for you right now. And most of you just don't know how much risk is in your portfolio, because let me ask you this, in the last few weeks or months, have you really had an in-depth analysis drilling down to show you just how much risk is there? And if not, you need to give us a call.
That's right.
I mean, this is your future. This is your retirement. You may be set right now if you just ratchet back some of the risk. 615-619-1615. I mean, you may be set. You may have all these other things in place, but this one thing, we've seen this year something I thought I'd never see in my lifetime, and that's 30% loss in 22 days.
Well,
that's incredible.
You know, there's people this morning, and we have some friends, we have folks listening this morning, and in the pit of their stomach, they're feeling like, oh, I don't know. And we would encourage you to really understand, if you're married, talk with your spouse, figure out how much risk do you want to take?
Right.
I mean, what are you comfortable with? And then go get an assessment. Look and see how much risk is really involved in your portfolio.
What if you don't need to take the risk? Do you really know your risk need? Do you know the risk-taking ability that you both have? How much has that changed? What about the behavioral loss tolerance compared to 5 years ago and 10 years ago? I mean, some of you are set. You've got a good nest egg. Does it make sense risking because, don't throw anything through the listening device at me, but because of greed.
Yeah.
I mean, that is oftentimes what causes us.
Yeah.
Ben, I'm just going to reach a little bit further. I know I'm close to the edge of the cliff, but I'm just going to reach a little bit further because I might gain another $1,000 in my portfolio that probably isn't going to change your life at all. But you also may lose hundreds of thousands of dollars that will change your life.
Yeah.
You may be in a place where all you have to do now with your nest egg is, what if you got 4 to 6%, 5 to 7% average and didn't have near the risk? You're set.
Yeah.
And so don't think that you have to take gigantic amounts of risk. You know, getting to the finish line is not just about how much you made in the good years. It's how much you didn't lose in the bad years.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Well, Pete, as we kind of approach the finish line for this radio show this morning, let's talk about the risk of retiring in a downturn of the stock market.
Yeah. I mean, those first couple of years when you retire, nobody knows. I've asked people all the time that nobody's known the answer. If I said, you know, what are the first 2 years going to look like in the stock market after you retire? They're like, well, I have no idea. Yeah. I can hope, but I have no idea. And they're like, you're the financial advisor, you tell me. And I'm like, I have no idea either. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can guess, but who would have guessed that we had pandemic for 2020? So you can make, you know, logical guesses, but you don't know for sure. So what it means is that if you have some down years in the first 2 years, that can literally just totally devastate your entire retirement. You may be in a position where you're pulling money away and the market's going down. Now you're working off a lot lower number. Mm-hmm. 3 years in, your whole retirement has been turned upside down. It's called the sequence of returns and the sequence of withdrawals. We'd love to show you in person, if we have an opportunity, what that's all about. But first, let me just ask you this question. Are you the type of person who takes action in time of a crisis or uncertainty? Or are you more the type of person that freezes, which I think that's the highest majority of people, in a panic? Today, we've talked about different ways that you could generate income and really have a good income plan for retirement. It could be through tax planning to lower your taxes and keep more money in your pocket. It could be through using certain contrarian strategies that get more income from Social Security. How you get around the next 0% interest on CDs and savings rates and actually get some interest on your money.
So, folks, if you're the type of person who thinks that in a time of crisis or a time of uncertainty, that you shouldn't panic, and you should look for actionable items that you can take place in. You want to look for action. If that's you, then here's what we want you to do. Give us a quick call this morning, and we can share some specific examples of strategies that we've used with others, some concepts that we've used with others that could be similar in to your situation. I mean, often a question that's causing you to potentially lose sleep at night, it can often be resolved with one phone call. And so whatever it is, call us this morning. And if phones are busy, leave us a message. If not, you can talk with one of our great staff members and we'll walk you through some things. And if they can't help you, then, you know, Pete, John, one of the other advisors, will give you a call back as soon as possible. So give us a call, 615-619-1615. Again, that number this morning, 615-619-1615.
And folks, the key, take action. Two words, take action. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our time is up, unfortunately. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing all these ideas with you. I hope there was something, maybe one, two, or three things there that provoked you to take action. Call us anytime, 615-619-1615. To see how we might be able to answer your questions or help you in any way or put together an income plan for you and your family. Or you can hop on and visit us online at beaconcm.com for some great free resources that you can download and learn more about developing that comprehensive retirement plan.
Well, until next week, this has been Christy here with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.